You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 2000. This is issue number 181, and I'm your host and the publisher of the DX Audio Service, Fred Vobey. Well, it's our 15th anniversary of the DX Audio Service. It was 15 years ago that myself and a friend from Walled Lake, Michigan, sat down in my basement studio in Westland, Michigan, and put together the first DX Audio Service magazine. At the time, the magazine was put together on C60 cassettes, and it was basically the talking books version of DX News Magazine, which is the magazine of the National Radio Club. Now, if you've been with us for more than, say, 10 years or so, you know that the magazine has kind of evolved. We've taken on kind of a whole image unto ourselves. And in fact, when somebody says, what's the magazine sound like? The best way I can only describe it is that it's like listening to a all-news or all-talk radio station that deals just with the topic of radio, especially AM radio. But we talk about FM and we talk about TV and other things as well. We also have some other magazines that are kind of offshoots of the DX Audio Service, which I'll explain about later. So if you've been around with us for 15 years, we hope that you'll be with us for another 15. And if you've been with us just a short time or so, well, give us a listen and then tell your friends about us. Pass the word around that the DX Audio Service exists, and hopefully we'll get more members and get more contributions from people as far as columns and information. And that's what makes this hobby so good, is the amount of information that you get from others, which benefits your hobby and benefits them as well. Well, on this edition, we're going to be doing a couple different things. First of all, we have our regulars here that we always have on the DX Audio Service. We have a guest in with us. Skip Dabblestein from Phoenix, Arizona will be with us. At the end of Side 1, I'll talk a little bit more about the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service. And on Side 2, I'm going to do something which I don't think I've ever done before, and that is I'm going to muse. So why not stick around with us for the next hour and a half, and let's talk about radio. First up is our good friend, Jerry Starr.
Thanks, Fred. Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Reference number 477 starts its off today, and all these call letter changes come tumbling out. On 620, WHNZ in Tampa, Florida becomes WDAE. Now, we should tell you that the call letter merry-go-round in the Tampa market continues unabated, so please disregard any changes we may previously have sent your way. The calls that we're going to give you from the Tampa market today were personally confirmed by myself as we monitored in Tampa just a few weeks ago. 660 WESC Greenville, South Carolina becomes WLFJ. On 860 WWDB Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, changing to WTEL. They requested that change once before, never went through with it. Now they're planning on doing it again. This time, they actually may change the call. 1130 WSDM Brazil, Indiana becomes WSDX. 1160, of course, WTEL in Red Springs, North Carolina will be going back to their previous call of WYRU if and when WTEL goes to Philadelphia. 1240 WVSR in Dunbar, West Virginia, changing to WBES. Believe it or not, we were actually in Dunbar, West Virginia. It's not as rural as it sounds. It's a suburb of Charleston, and that call letter change has actually taken place. 1250 WDAE, Tampa, Florida, becomes WHNZ. 1290 KSCR, Benson, Minnesota, changing to KBMO. On 1300 WJSH, Terre Haute, Indiana, becomes WSJX. 1300 KKAS Silsbee, Texas, changing to KSET. 1350 KKEN Duncan, Oklahoma, changes to KXCD. 1410 KRJT Bowie, Texas, becomes KNTX. 1490 WXVQ in DeLand, Florida, changing to WNDA. 1550 WYGS Morganfield, Kentucky, becomes WMSK. 1600 WQVL Dover, Delaware, changing to WAMS, a call that for many years was in the Wilmington, Delaware market. And on 1600 WAQI East Longmeadow, Massachusetts, becomes WPNT. One new station has been applied for on 900 in Victoria, British Columbia. Now, CJVI is already operating there, but they have applied to move to 103.1 FM. If and when that change takes place, a new station will move in on 900 in Victoria, British Columbia. That station will be 10,000 watts day and night. And interestingly enough, on 1600 in Shismaref, Alaska, an experimental station has been applied for to test the EAS system. No power or antenna information has been given, and nobody seems to know exactly where Shismaref, Alaska is. So other applications of interest, mostly Canadians wanting to go to FM 1230 CJLP in Disraeli, Quebec, wants to move to 107.1. On 1270 CHWK, Chilliwack, British Columbia, wants to go to 98.3. And on 1490 CKMV in Grand Falls, New Brunswick, wants to go to 95.1. In otherness, on 550 CHNO, Sudbury, Ontario, their construction permit for 103.9 is now on the air. We expect the AM to be leaving the air any day now. 810 KXOI, Crane, Texas, is silent. 850 WQST, Forest, Mississippi, is back on the air. 910 WYLI, Marietta, Ohio, has gone silent. On 920, KGHO in Olympia, Washington, has returned to the air. 1080 WSSI, Carthage, Mississippi, is silent. They expect to return to the air probably by the time this tape reaches you. 1110 KWDB, Oak Harbor, Washington, is back on the air. 1120 WBZR, Destin, Florida, is back on the air. They are presently relaying WFSH on 1340. 1130 KHTH Dillon, Colorado, is silent. They're moving their transmitter location and will return soon. 1130 KTMR Edna, Texas, this silent station is back on the air, presently relaying KLVL 1480. 1150 CKX in Brandon, Manitoba, their 101.1 FM now on the air. The AM expected to go off within 90 days. 1270 WWCA, Gary, Indiana, this silent station is back on the air. 1320 WKPG, Port Gibson, Mississippi, has returned. 1340 WWPA, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, back on the air. And on 1370 WLTH, Gary, Indiana, also has returned to the air. 1370 WAZI in Sussex, Wisconsin, the license for this station has not been renewed, and it would appear that the ownership is taking the 1370 facility off the air now that their 1640 X-band station has been established. 1390 WAVP in Avon Park, Florida, is back on the air. 1470 WFJY in Portage, Pennsylvania, has gone silent. 1480 WPWC Dumfries, Virginia, is silent. 1520 KYJY Albuquerque, New Mexico, their application to move to 1550 kilohertz has been dismissed. Now on to reference number 478, these call letter changes on 940 WESA, Charleroi, Pennsylvania, changing to WOGI. 990 KTUB, Wichita Falls, Texas, becomes KXXL. 1340 KQIL, Grand Junction, Colorado, changing to KTMM. And on 1490 KAYO in Holcomb, Washington, becomes KWOK. Two new stations have been applied for, both in Canada on 1060. In St. Nicholas, Quebec, it will be 10,000 watts day and night if granted. And on 1220 in Cornwall, Ontario, replacing a station that has moved to FM, the new station would be 1,000 watts day and night if granted. One new station has been granted on 1400 in Sparks, Nevada. There were two stations competing for this facility. One station application was dismissed, and so now this one has received the grant to go ahead and build 750 watts daytime and nighttime and a non-directional antenna. Into otherness on 660 WORL in Altamont Springs, Florida. Persistent rumors that this new station is on the air are false. We were personally in Altamont Springs for a whole day several weeks ago. Noted no activity at all on 660. 730 WFNC in Goldsboro, North Carolina is back on the air. 750 WWKK Petoskey, Michigan. This new station plans to debut in April with an oldies format. 1250 KBTC Houston, Texas is back on the air. 1280 WFBS in Berwick, Pennsylvania. This silent station has been testing. They expect to return to the air by the time this reaches you. They'll be simulcasting WAAT 750. 1400 WFOR Hattiesburg, Mississippi is silent. 1550 WSER Elkton, Maryland has returned to the air. And on 1630, kind of an interesting situation, KNAX in Clovis, California, this station is reported as testing, but it is not KNAX. According to the chief engineer, Rich Weathers, there are no plans to put this station on the air in the near future, but what is being heard is Mexico's only X-band station, XEUT. This station does not operate on a full-time schedule and occasionally leaves its carrier on the air unmodulated for hours and hours after programming is concluded. This carrier is being widely heard in California, And that has caused numerous conclusions that KNAX was firing up to do testing, but that is incorrect. And that'll wrap it up for this month. Time to head south, I mean way south, down where they actually see the sun occasionally. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everyone. This is the Travelog program segment of the DX Audio Service, and what you're going to be hearing for the next few minutes are recordings made of legal station breaks of AM broadcast stations from the eastern half of the United States for the most part, but all with one thing in common. They all come in at 560 on your radio dial. Now, just about all the stations on this channel operate with 5,000 watts, at least during the day. There are a few exceptions, as usual, and I'll call those out as we hear from them. And as I mentioned at the end of last month's travelogue, we're going to start down in Maine's largest city this month. We'll start by taking you back to 1972. On this, the DX Audio Service travelogue for April 2000. And how many of you remember this NBC news sounder from the 1970s?
56 WGAN AM Portland. We bring you the world.
Hazy sunshine out there. 88 degrees is that temperature in Portland.
I love that temperature in Portland. I wish I could say things that clearly out there. Now, it's interesting to me that late last year, we were in Maine. At the time, WGAN rescheduled the Dr. Laura program from the middle of the afternoon to right after the morning drive time. 2 months ago, WFLA here in Tampa did exactly the same thing, so it may be that Dr. Laura is a morning person. I don't know. We'll see.
56 WGAN.
Dr. Laura at 9 a.m.
Rush at noon.
Maine's number one for news and talk.
56 WGAN. Portland.
Good morning, I'm Mike Audette. Top stories from the WGAN 24-Hour News Center.
Okay, we're going to move next to the south-central part of Massachusetts, actually to the second-largest city in the Commonwealth. And, you know, I couldn't help noticing that the first logging I ever made of this station, WHYM, was in 1946, and they were at 1400 in those days, operating with a maximum power of 250 watts. Oh, and they were in Holyoke. Not Springfield. That's Holyoke's about 15 miles up the road from where they are today.
Some areas a little icy this morning. It's Eddie Rabbit at 10 o'clock from your news and information leader.
I'm Doug Cope, 56 WHYN News. It's 32 degrees in Springfield. Rain, some freezing rain falling outside now.
That's why we don't live in Holyoke or Springfield or anywhere near there anymore out here. Oh, and you'd never guess what Major League Baseball team this New England station would be carrying. They're located halfway from Boston, to New York City.
Into the upper deck. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Bo and Fred's Coffee Club. Weekday mornings from 5 to 9, only on WHYN Springfield.
We move next to the west. Just a county south of the Capital District of New York State, in fact. This is one of the 1,000-watt stations at 560 on the dial.
Green and Columbia County's source for news, sports, and weather is WCKL Catskill. It's 6 o'clock.
Nakasone puts the knock on trade bill action. UPI Radio News, I'm Larry Webb.
So that, then, is one of the exceptions to the 5,000-watt limit that they use. Let's give them another cut. Here's WCKL again.
A service of Strauss Communications in the Hudson County.
CNN Radio News. I'm Harry Beadle. President Clinton's been ordered to pay more than $90,000 for his false testimony in the Paula Jones case.
You know, the end of their slogan that was washed out by the news logo there was Strauss Communications in the Hudson Valley. That's what they call it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to one of the most influential radio stations in the United States. That is, if you turn your clock back about 30 years. Now, you all know Dick Clark, of course, the perennial disc jockey. He got his start on WFIL-TV in Philadelphia with American Bandstand. And he was frequently heard on their AM station, WFIL. In fact, there were two influential radio stations in the city of brotherly love back then. The other was at 990 on the dial. You remember Wibbage, W-I-B-G? Now, both those stations put out LP records of their top requested songs, and they did this each year for several years in the 1950s. And we'll get to Wibbage another time, hopefully, at 990, but Let's stick with 560 today and listen in on WFIL from the 1950s.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Long John Wade Show from the Much More Music Station,
WFIL. Okay, Long John used to stay up all night playing 78 RPM records in the days before tape. You know, I remember sitting, this is a sort of an aside, I remember sitting one Saturday night at WMEX in Boston. That was in the late 40s. Watching their disc jockey wearing white gloves, I'll have you know, just sitting there segueing from one 78 RPM record to another. And I have no idea what they were paying him, but by 3:30 in the morning, it wasn't enough, I can tell you that. Oh, and who among our listeners in the eastern half of the United States won't remember this jingle from WFIL? Yeah, and you wanted to say Pawtucket. I don't know. We'll get over that one someday. But then Progress took over the 560 spot in Philadelphia. The rock and roll went to FM. And the older folks who didn't know about FM suddenly found a heavenly spot on their AM dials.
It is 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Gary Brooks. This is WEAZ, Philadelphia's Wish, Stereo 560.
Well, you see, it also turns out that advertisers aren't too interested in us older folks. I mean, can you begin to imagine what kind of advertising it would take to get me or my wife to switch brands of toothpaste or breakfast cereal or coffee? And WEAZ, EZ Radio, learned this the hard way, and it didn't take long to drop those AM call letters and go back to WFIL, and then to find some kind of programming that could make a buck for them on the AM side. Listen.
Even the music sounds better on Positive Talk 560, WFIL.
You're listening to Positive Talk 560, WFIL, Philadelphia.
Here's Chuck Swindoll to introduce our subject on today's edition of Insight for Living.
Guess how long that lasted. Oh boy. Let's move now south and west a little bit, down into Maryland, not far from Hagerstown.
The country leader is WFRB AM and FM, Frostburg, proudly serving the Cumberland Tri-State area with the WFRB Morning News Summary. National and international news is sponsored by the Keystone Lime Company of Springs, Pennsylvania.
Okay, now, game time, everybody. Play the game with me. Listen to this next cut. Tell me the call letters and the city of license for this next station.
With a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially during the afternoon hours, and look for high temperatures mainly in the upper 70s to the middle 80s.
Okay, very good. The two of you got it right. Of course, I've heard that so many times now that it's very clear, but for the rest of us, this is WGAI in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Listen to this next ID from them. It's much clearer. And along with me, guess what Mr. Buchanan was going to say before he was rudely interrupted by the world news.
You hear all sides of the issues on Pat Buchanan and Company. This is Pat Buchanan inviting you to join us on the Community Leader, Stereo AM 56. WGAI, Elizabeth City, Outer Banks.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Ed McCarthy.
And what else? Come on, Ed. Well, let's see. Let's go to a significant voice from the state capital of South Carolina.
At Sportsline, Monday through Friday afternoons from 5:30 to 6:35, right here on News Talk 56, WVOC, Columbia.
CBS News, I'm Vicki Kelly.
This jingle that you're about to hear is the one they have been using for at least a decade, probably longer.
When bad weather strikes, Columbia turns to 560 WVOC.
WVOC, Columbia.
CBS News, this is Frank Sedutani. It's Labor Day, so millions of Americans will just kick back and relax.
Oh, yes. And not only can you relax, but once again, dear friends, you can begin to breathe the clean, fresh air of the Sunshine State.
WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
NBC News.
Don Alexander.
Okay, Don, and you can put aside your jokes about Santa Claus wearing shorts in Florida and coming in by helicopter because we have no snow and no... Actually, don't have any chimneys on the houses either, I must tell you. But spirit, spirit we've got.
Weather mostly sunny and mild. Through tomorrow, low tonight going to be 70, high tomorrow going to be 85. Seas are 2 to 4 feet, and the waters are choppy. 3:34 with Tom West. Come right in. Ira, how are you, boy? Ira Hogg.
What do you have in your hand there? What is this?
Christmas present
for me?
Fantastic. What is it? Got a little red ribbon around it.
And on the back here it says, do not open till Christmas, sealed with a pig snort.
Why do I have to put up with that? What is this? Nowhere in my contract does it say I have to open a door when it knocks just because a pig is standing there.
Okay, that's enough. But before we lose all our credibility, we'll do an about-face now and head north into the fascinating city in Alabama known as Dothan.
If you see Deborah, say, Lady Gossett said, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Serving the Deep South, AM 56, WOOF, Dothan.
If you miss Wolf Gospel's focus on African-American women during the month of February, then listen up.
Okay, if you see Deborah, isn't that what she said? I can see the people saying, well, just a minute. They put off their earphones, go out in the street, look up and down the sidewalk. Maybe Dothan's smaller than I thought. I don't know. But with a deep sigh, I play you a cut made just 10 months ago of the same station, and I imagine they're making more money now than they used to with this kind of program.
That's tomorrow. What's today? I don't know.
One-on-one sports.
You're on the ball. Sports talk for the Wiregrass. AM 560, WOOF, Dothan.
One-on-one sports flash.
Interleague play continues. Hello again, I'm Steve Grant. Here's what's happening. For the first time in 91 years, the Cubs and Sox played a game that counted.
What a terrible thing to say. You know, as I go through the IDs we have on tape, and we've got many thousands of them now, there are very few that really stand out. Last month, if you remember, it was the KFYR jingle. Very familiar jingle, only they had it syncopated in a special way, and I think it's very memorable. This month, my favorite is this next ID jingle. Several years old, but, you know, I hope they still find time to play this jingle. Isn't that fine? Well done, WHBQ in Memphis. Now, this next station is also in the volunteer state, but in the race for more and more power, it ties with one other station operating at 560 in last place. And we're going to have the other station for you next month. But WYOR operates with just 500 watts during the daytime hours. Drops down to 67 watts at night, but that's okay. You see, they're located closer to downtown Nashville than WSM is.
WYOR, 560 AM.
WYOR, Brentwood, Nashville.
Together. Well, you know, looking at that little old clock on the wall, we'd better not all try to get together again until at least next month, right here on the Travelogue. Bruce Conti, you see, is waiting patiently up in his lovely Nashua, New Hampshire home with that sloper antenna he has out the back window. And other goodies. And hey, it works. It brings in those Europeans and South American stations like you've heard here on the audio service. And lots of U.S. DX, too. So, Bruce, fill us in on what's new on the DX Digest.
Thank you, John, and hello, DXers. Let's start with some U.S. DX on 560, where the dominant station here in southern New Hampshire is WGAN Portland.
56 WGAN.
Rick Emerson at 6.
Dr. Joy Brown at 9 p.m.
David Essel at midnight.
Now, it's the best of Howie Carr.
If you're talking about it.
We're talking about it. 56 WGAN.
WHYN Springfield is heard with WGAN nulled by phasing during the day.
WHYN Springfield for the news, weather, and traffic information you need. Set a button to AM 560 in your car.
A landmark deal with Smith and Wesson.
Good afternoon, 5 o'clock. I'm Bill Erickson with WHYN.
I'm meteorologist Mike DeBlasi. The last gasp of winter, perhaps. Snow moving out. And looks like some chilly temperatures here over the weekend.
WHYN over WGAN on 560. Continuing now at night, WFIL Philadelphia is in the null of WGAN.
Weekdays at 4:30, Mark Daniels is a wonderful guest. Look at life from a Christian point of view. It's Mark Daniels Show. And you can learn more about it online at WFIL.com.
Not the best ever reception of WFIL, but there you have it. Those are the regulars for me on 560. Other stations logged but rarely heard are CFOS, WQAM, WIND, and WJLS. Also, WGAI has been received in QSL for a DX test. If you'd like to share what you're hearing on 560 as we travel along with John Bowker's travel log, try to get your report in to me within the first couple of weeks of April for the May edition.
At the turn, 6 hours, 18 minutes, coordinated universal time.
At the turn, 6 hours, 18 minutes, coordinated universal time.
Ulysses for 3 March follow solar flux 204 and Boulder AMX 5. Repeat solar flux 204. And Boulder A and X 5. The Boulder K and X at 0600 UTM for March was 0. Repeat 0.
That, of course, is the solar activity report on WWV at 18 past the hour. There has been some interesting discussion about solar activity and atmospheric conditions on the NRC DXAS email reflector. Solar activity has been increasing as we are now in the forecasted peak period of sunspot cycle 23. However, auroral DX conditions, if you don't mind the pun, have been spotty at best. The best reception of enhanced signals from the south has been at the low end of the dial. Russ Edmonds explained the reception conditions on AM at nrcdxas.org as follows. First off, it is not that unusual for the lower end of the band to exhibit auroral conditions while the upper end does not. This is because auroral absorption, as well as nighttime ionospheric or skywave propagation, is frequency sensitive. Absorption of frequencies in the broadcast band occur from low to high as the maximum usable frequency rises through the bands as a result of geomagnetic activity. Second, the conditions haven't been really classic aurora. Neither the A or K indices have been elevated. Typically, for classic auroral conditions to occur, there either needs to be a day where the A index exceeds 50, or as many as 3 consecutive days where it exceeds 20, and even those numbers are not set in concrete. What is most likely at work is geomagnetic substorms, which selectively and briefly, owing to small size and duration, disrupt normal conditions. Finally, it should be noted that it is also not uncommon for these types of events, and also classic aurora, to be uneven. It might be helpful to picture an area of auroral absorption as if it were a patch of fog, irregular in shape, size, and location, and all of these are in a state of constant movement. That from Russ Edmonds on the NRC DXAS email reflector. Indeed, while there have been periods when reception from the south has been good, I have yet to experience what Russ termed as classic aurora during the present sunspot cycle. At most, I've had enhanced reception of Cuban regulars and mediocre reception of other Caribbean and Latin American signals. In fact, Latin American reception seems like it was better during the solar minimum between cycles 22 and 23. This might be because solar activity is just high enough to impede Skyway from all directions, but not high enough to produce classic auroral DX from rare places like the Virgin Islands, Trinidad, or deep South America. Despite the conditions, I have a couple of examples of what is being heard from the south, starting with this signal on 670. That, of course, is WWFE Miami, La Poderosa on 670 kilohertz. Next on 720, RJR, Kingston, Jamaica.
And that is in the marketplace. Marketplace is low-cost advertising on RJR 94FM. Sensitive included in the marketplace all the RJR Communications Group marketing and sales department in Kingston 926-11009 or Montego Bay 952-3214.
And there you have a couple of examples of enhanced reception from the south on the low side of the AM dial. Perhaps there will be more interesting DX to come as the northern hemisphere tilts toward the sun with the approaching summer, thus giving us a direct hit from any solar disturbances. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73, and good DX.
Greetings, DXers. Mark Dernberger here with another two-part clear channel band scan. As we haul our roving radios from coast to coast, stopping every so often to sample the AM band. In our first DX report of the millennium, we were on the ground in Death Valley National Park. That trip was part of a busy travel season for me back in early 1999. After Death Valley, a stop over in Minneapolis to charge the batteries, and we were off to New York City. 53rd and 7th in Manhattan may not seem the ideal location for good DXing, but it was the season, and the gods of propagation were smiling on us. And from our room high up in the Sheraton, we actually did pretty well. So in this issue and in next month's column, we'll scan the clear channels, stopping at each useful frequency to listen for a moment or two for an ID. And here's what we captured in Midtown Manhattan in February 1999. In Manhattan, the band really starts at 660. 640 is not available. 650 as an adjacent to WFAN is pretty much unusable. So we start at 660.
Richard Neer on the fan at 718-937-6666. Bobby in the Bronx, you're on the fan, Bobby.
Good morning, Richard.
Hi.
How you doing? Just wanted to touch on a little story I saw yesterday in the Daily News about the Giants.
670 also buried by the sidebands of WFAN. But with the loop, we were able to bring in two stations on 680, first to the south.
680 WPTF, Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill, North Carolina's news and information station. It's 6 o'clock.
And then, pointing our loop toward Boston.
It's the two chicks.
From the west, due to our vantage point, we had no trouble with Cincinnati, even though it's first adjacent to a local.
Charlene, 700 WLW.
Hi, Bill. We've talked before.
Charlene, how are you?
Just fine. I just have a couple comments. What do you expect from somebody like him when you work with people that I work with women making the same comment? because I'm endowed.
What do you mean by that?
And that local would be WOR on 710.
Joy Reynolds show tonight on WOR with Kate Clinton. No relation to Bill. She does have a brother, Bill, and I do live in Clinton. But we'll be on at midnight tonight on WOR.
Coming up after the news, Bob Grant on WOR, New York.
WOR News at 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Shelley Strickler. Mostly clear, 51 degrees. The 4 p.m. news brought to you by the...
WOR was just a bit too strong to pull in 720 from Chicago. But we had no trouble with Atlanta.
One more hour of Sports Talk. We're here till 9 o'clock here on your home of the Braves, Hawks, and Dogs. News Talk 750 WSB, where it's approaching 8 o'clock in Atlanta.
Now, from Georgia's most trusted station, the top local stories on News Talk 750 WSB, Atlanta's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Day two of the impeachment deliberations. Good evening at 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Dontray in the WSB News Center with your top national story this hour.
From 750, let's tune up the band to 760 and see if we can sneak it in under WABC.
6 minutes of the third period, 5-2 Detroit. Well, the Red Wings have yet to receive a minor penalty in this hockey.
And that's pretty good copy from our location, given the fact that we weren't very far from a 50,000-watt antenna.
You know, how are the airwaves going to be occupied on WABC now that impeachment is over?
Ron, I think we'll find many, many unique ways to not only entertain the audience, but to disseminate our own warped points of view on no matter what the subject is that we're talking about. We'll continue on with Curtis and Kuby.
This is WABC, New York City, with more listeners than any other talk radio station in the nation.
It's 9 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Karen Chase.
Let us put this chapter in our history, tragic though it be, behind us.
The same thing happened to us on the other side of 770.
Another 30 minutes on the inbound side. Good work in both directions along the Stevenson, right around the First Avenue. Left lane is blocked there. I'm Chuck Myers in the 24-hour traffic center.
37 degrees in Chicago, and your most cloudy skies at 9:09.
From 780, we go to 810, where reception was a bit disappointing, but understandable, given our location in the southwest corner of the hotel.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Just the news of the world, the news of your world. This is Radio 810
WGY
Schenectady, a broadcast service of Dane Media.
WGY News, I'm Dave McKellar. Fair skies, 35 degrees.
This is Weather Channel meteorologist Scott Larimore in the WGY Weather Center. A
820 is a local in New York.
It's the world on your radio. Weeknights at 6 on WNYC, AM 820, Radio New York.
61 degrees in Central Park, humidity 78%. Southerly winds are gusting to 16 miles an hour. Skies are partly sunny. Showers tonight ending around midnight and partial clearing.
Which meant we had no luck with 830, but we did manage to copy Louisville.
Depend on it. News Radio 84, WHAS.
Of the Gene Snyder Freeway, Tony Cruz and Doug James. We'll be back here next week, Friday. And
okay, from 8:40, let's try for 8:50 at night. This should be Boston. Pretty hard to tell. This two-part band scan was recorded in February 1999 from the Sheraton, New York, on one of our many business visits to Manhattan. New York is a great city to spend time in. I love to soak up the energy, spend time in the museums in the Village, hit the Carnegie Deli for matzo ball soup, and just stroll up and down Broadway, soaking it all in. The citizens of this great city have seen it all, so it's no wonder there were no eyebrows lifted when I asked for a room up high with a southwest view, please. I suppose they thought I liked to watch the sunset or something. If I had told a desk clerk in my hometown that I needed a southwest exposure for AM radio reception, they'd have probably called security. In Manhattan, I was just part of the passing parade. And as we work our way up toward 880, let's see if we can bring in 870. That was a particularly lucky capture from New Orleans, given the fact that WCBS's tower was just a few miles away.
Thousands of mourners fill a Manhattan mosque, and hundreds more stand outside for the memorial to Amadou Diallo, unarmed peddler shot dead by police.
Rangers host the Hurricanes, Islanders, and the Predators. Devils at home with the Caps.
59 degrees.
The Tri-State's best news coverage is right here on the home of traffic and weather together on the 8s. WCBS New York. WCBS News Radio 88.
WCBS News Time at the Tone, 5 o'clock.
CBS News. I'm Dan Rather in Washington. Not guilty. The Senate verdict is in, and President Clinton has been...
But we had no luck with 890. Here's what 1000 sounds like from Chicago. Does a nice job on the East Coast.
Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Chicago Bulls Radio Network.
For the latest sports news, depend on Chicago's Sports Center. Every 20 minutes on ESPN Radio 1000, WMVP Chicago.
Steve Smith will be at the free throw line. Neil Funk, Johnny Kerr at the United Center with 2:50 left to play in the first quarter.
And on our way to Pittsburgh, let's zip past 10:10.
I'm Cheryl Simone. This is the most listened to radio station in New York City. The News Watch never stops on 1010 Winds, WINS, New York.
KDKA, the most legendary call letters in the United States. This is Pittsburgh's radio station, KDKA, AM 1020.
The Senate will get an early start
back in the lineup full time. He came back from a knee injury, also a contract holdout, so that's kept him out of the lineup.
No trouble with 10:30 from Boston.
Boston Bruins Hockey on the Bruins Radio Network is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Nothing says morning like Dunkin' Donuts. By Work Group Solutions, New England's premier open systems integrations company. By Gulf Oil, a name you know, a name you can trust. Go.
You'll note we don't always find a legal ID as we scanned the band, but we didn't really have time to wait around for some of them.
This is Hawkeye Basketball from Learfield Sports.
W-H-O.
Up in Madison tonight, Wisconsin has held Northwestern to one field goal the first 8 minutes. Wisconsin ranked number 14. Leads.
We had surprisingly poor copy on Philadelphia's 1060.
Senator Arlen Specter, who voted not approved to both counts of impeachment against the president, says he expects no revenge.
We got a mix on 1070, primarily Canada.
Strike for Shane Hockey on Radio 1070, CHOK.
And last but not least, the latest weather forecast for New Brunswick looks like this. Tonight, gradual clearing with lows near minus 10. Thursday will be sunny with highs of minus 6 to minus 2 degrees. That is our look at the latest weather forecast for the Maritimes. This is CBC Radio 1.
And from Hartford, WTIC on 1080. Now I know we were in the southwest corner of the hotel, and I would not expect good reception from the northeast, but I've never really gotten a good solid signal from WTIC, even when we've listened in Connecticut.
Zero in on severe weather to give you the most accurate forecast. For the fastest, most complete weather forecast, trust WTIC Hartford.
It's 10:02, 37 degrees in Hartford. Good evening. I'm Judy DeCipio, WTIC, 1080. WTIC, New England Weather Service meteorologist Ron Macri keeps mainly clear skies overnight, low in the 20s.
Baltimore, on the other hand.
We're Maryland's news talk leader, WBAL Baltimore.
B-A-L.
L, where the news comes first.
Mostly cloudy and 52 degrees. Roger Roberts, WDAL News at 7. Information on a possible secret tape recording system in the White House.
A good night. And that's part one of our Clear Channel band scan, capturing the clears from Midtown Manhattan, February 1999. Mark Dernberger here. We're a part of the DX Audio Service, and we'll be back again next month. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. And before we flip over to side two of this magazine, I just thought I'd talk to you a little bit about the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service. Being that this is our 15th anniversary, I thought I'd kind of fill you in about the club and also a little bit about our policies. First of all, the National Radio Club is a non-profit organization, and it's staffed solely by volunteers. That is, people who provide this information to you for absolutely nothing in return. No payment, no paycheck, and in fact, a lot of times, they have to dig in their pocket to provide the postage to send the columns to us. How do you comp these people? Well, it's very simple. Just send in information to them that they can use in their columns. There is a cost for this information, and that is in the form of a subscription to the DX Audio Service. And that subscription goes to pay for the postage, the packaging of the tapes, and the cassette tapes. Now, along with your subscription comes membership in the DX Audio Service and the National Radio Club, which means that if you'd like to attend our annual convention over Labor Day weekend, come on down to Lima, Ohio this year and join us for the National Radio Club convention. From time to time, we put out some other publications here on the DX Audio Service, known affectionately as After Dark, which was a name given because a lot of times I'd produce these things wee in the hours of the night after it was dark outside. And these magazine tapes are complements to the DX Audio Service, which are available for a very reasonable price. How do you find out about what we have in our archives? Well, it's very simple. You just contact the National Radio Club's Publication Center. The Publication Center is staffed by Ken Chatterton, and his address is Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. The National Radio Club has a quite extensive print library of back issues of magazines and articles and such. Plus, we have all the DX Audio Services all the way back to issue number 1, and we also have After Dark 1 through 12 available. When you send in your subscription to the DX Audio Service, make your check payable to the National Radio Club and send it to me, because I'm the guy who has the database for the DX Audio Service. Now, when I receive your check here at the DX Audio Service, I'll send you back a little green postcard, and that postcard is your receipt. It also contains the information about your subscription. It tells you, for that particular check, what issues you will receive and what is your last edition. Now, from time to time, we do have some problems with the post office. I don't know if the tapes just disappear into the ether like a radio signal, or perhaps a postal employee is taking home the tape to listen to it and forgets to bring it back. But if you're missing your DX Audio Service, here's what you should do. First of all, wait until the 10th of the month before you panic and ask for another edition. Sometimes it just takes that long for it to get through the postal system. But after the 10th, if you're sure that your DX Audio Service has not been received, just kindly look at that green card or look at a last issue of the DX Audio Service that you did receive and look at that date and make sure that your subscription is not just run out. If your subscription is still intact, here's what you need to do. Just send me a card or a letter and ask for a replacement for your DX Audio Service. If you just call me on the telephone, it'll take a little while longer to get you your tape. So please, just drop us a card or letter, and your tape will be sent out to you. Now, what happens if your cassette arrives in the dreaded Postal Service body bag? You know, that little plastic bag that says, "We're sorry for what happened at the post office," and you shake that bag and you hear all kinds of rattling plastic. Well, I don't care what happens to your tape. If you have a defective DX Audio Service tape, just send it back, and it will be replaced within 48 hours of receipt. If you call or write or say, "What should I do about this tape?" it's just going to delay the process. Just send the tape back, and it's replaced within 48 hours, no questions asked. When you send something to us, be sure that you put your address in there. We've received cash, we've received cassettes, we've even received articles from people that we use on the magazine and have no idea who they're coming from. So please be sure to put your name and address somewhere either on the package or on the tape. And that's about it for now. We'll tell you a little bit more about subscribing to the DX Audio Service on the end of Side 2.
Fort Wayne's Live Guys, WLYB, Million Dollar Weekend.
At this time, please turn over your tape to Side 2.